Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 The End. It's the wake-up call.
It's 106.5 The End, Sacramento's number one hit music station. It's the wake-up call. I'm Orphan Andrew. Gavin's here. So is Katie. And it's time for War of the Roses. Good morning, Jenna.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here with us today. You're calling, or we're chatting with you today, because you've been dating your boyfriend, I guess, Paul, for about 9 months, right?
Yep, 9 months.
It's been kind of a rocky relationship between the two of them. Now, 9 months, you guys met during COVID.
So I'm trying to, factor that in, because it's a very stressful, weird time.
Sure.
So, is it COVID, or is it, we're just not working?
Yeah. Now, Jenna, what is, kind of giving you, a red flag here about things?
Somebody DM'd me on Instagram, and basically, I got a DM from, fake kind of burner account saying that my boyfriend's cheating on me with multiple women, and I should run.
Oh, my God, multiple women.
Crazy. Yeah, but I just feel like for somebody to go out of their way to do that, that's weird.
Jenna, hang on a second. We're going to get Paul on the phone, and we're going to offer him some roses, and let's see what happens, okay?
Okay.
All right. It's War of the Roses on the wake-up call.
It's War of the Roses on the wake-up call.
Oh.
Hi. Can I speak with Paul, please?
I'm Paul.
Hi, Paul. This is Vicky with...
I'm not interested.
Did he just hang up?
Yeah, he's gone.
Okay. You want to call him back really quick?
Yeah, hang on.
Okay.
Right.
That was fast.
You did not do a very good job.
No, I did not.
Hello?
Hey, Paul, don't hang up, okay? Don't hang up. This is Orphan Andrew. I'm calling with the wake-up call on 106.5 The End. You're on a segment that we do. It's called War of the Roses. We have your girlfriend, Jenna, on the phone because Jenna thinks that something's up. So we were just calling to kind of try to figure things out and see what was going on.
Paul, your girlfriend believes that perhaps you're cheating on her because she got a DM from somebody saying that you're having a relationship or relations with several different women. Now, we know that your relationship has been a little bit rocky. Is it rocky because you are being unfaithful? Does any of this ring true to you?
This is actually, all of this is none of anybody's business.
Okay, so it might not be our business, that is true, but it definitely is Jenna's business.
Yeah, I think so.
Jenna, why don't you tell him, why don't you tell him what you got?
Seemed like a fake account DM'd me, basically saying you were cheating on me, so I don't know what to do.
I don't know, maybe not listen to a random fake, created account. I don't know what to tell you.
Why would somebody do that?
Yeah, exactly. Why would somebody do that? And then why would somebody not just have a conversation with somebody about it? Why would they go to the radio to find out? That's some tricky
I feel like every time I try to speak to you, you tell me I'm crazy. You minimize everything that I'm saying. So it's like, I thought this would be the best way to get you to really talk
to me. Okay, hold on, Jenna. Hold on. When you say every time, have you accused him of cheating before?
Of course he has, because you don't call a radio station. That's not step one. You know, this is I don't know, the fourth, fifth time.
Well, I guess that's true.
I mean, it is kind of a valid question, though, as to why would somebody do this? It's not like a prank or something. Like, why would somebody do this, Paul?
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't know. I have a fairly large following. I'm kind of I'm not an influencer, but I'm moving that direction. No, there's a lot of women that follow me and are attracted to me. They comment. That's not my fault.
Why is that your fault?
Can I just ask why are people following you? Why?
Well, because I put out great content, and it's not
great content.
I mean,
what kind of content? I'm curious as to like the genre.
I mean, really, Paul? It's like pictures of your clothes and your sneakers. Like, come on,
it's a lifestyle brand.
It's a lifestyle brand.
That's like one step above posting food photos now.
It is, yeah. Okay, so there's a lot of sneakerhead honeys out there that might be interested in you, is what you're saying.
That's what he's saying.
You're being ridiculous.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. Yes. And I don't know why that's so hard to believe for you.
Yeah, I don't either. Honestly.
I mean, he has me there.
I don't think anyone. I mean, come on.
Let me ask you guys, is this something that you can work through? Like, I know you've been dating for 9 months now.
It does seem like for 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
Is this worth it, you guys?
I don't know. I feel like my gut feels this way for a reason, and you're making me crazy. And, like, I really don't even want to date, like, an influencer. Like, if that's kind of the direction you're going, like, I don't like that.
I was going to ask, is this the kind of guy you want to be?
No, the only thing worse than a female influencer is a male influencer. It's, like, embarrassing.